Hello, I am Dr. Stephen Gilligan. I am a doctor in psychology from Stanford University.
大家好，我是斯蒂芬·吉利根博士。我是来自斯坦福大学的心理学博士。
And I have been using hypnosis in a positive way for over 40 years as a psychotherapist, as a researcher, as a teacher, as a writer.
我已经作为心理治疗师、研究者、老师、作家的方式正向地使用催眠超过40年的时间。
One of the areas that I've worked a lot in is with families and particularly with issues of parenting.
其中一个我工作的重点领域就是家庭，尤其是亲子父母类。
And what I want to communicate with you is about how good parenting is a type of hypnosis. The ideas that you communicate to your kids, the ways in which you connect to their mind and their body is a type of hypnosis.
我想与你沟通的是，成为好父母是催眠的一种。你与孩子沟通的理念，你与他们意识、身体连接的方式，是催眠的一种类型。
Here's the most important message I want to give you over these 12 lessons. Parents, you, parents, are the most important hypnotists in a child's life.
这是最重要的信息，我想要通过这十二节课传递给你的就是，为人父母的你，是孩子生命当中最重要的催眠师。
Let me repeat that. Parents, the most important hypnotists in a child's life.
让我重复一次，父母是孩子生命当中最重要的催眠师。
Now, what do we mean by hypnosis? Well, hypnosis, we could say, is basically the study of the communication between the two different human minds.
催眠师是什么意思呢？催眠师本质上说的就是关于人类两个不同心智的沟通的研究。
We have an unconscious mind, our first mind, that lives in our body. It's nonverbal. It feels so much. It has spontaneity. It has connection to everything. Sounds like children, right? So your kids basically live in their unconscious minds.
我们拥有的潜意识心智，第一重心智存在于身体当中，非语言性的，拥有很多感受，拥有自发性，拥有对于一切的连结。听起来很像孩子，对吗？所以，你的孩子本质上就是生活于他们的潜意识心智当中。
There's a second mind that we rely upon as adults.That's the conscious mind. It's the verbal, social mind in the head.
还有第二重心智，是我们成年人所依靠的，就是意识心智，头脑当中的社交、语言性心智。
It's in charge of how things work in the world, how organizations work, about responsibilities, about.
他负责的是世界当中的事物如何运作，组织如何运作，关乎于责任、计划。
We need both of these minds to be happy, creative people.
成为快乐的、有创造力的人，需要这两重心智。
Our kids, however, primarily are in the first mind. They primarily are thinking from, feeling from, living from the body unconscious mind.
然而我们的孩子最主要存在于第一重心智，他们最主要的思想感受存在于身体的潜意识心智。
So our job as parents is to be able to give our kids guidance to help them to become good people, successful people, and to do that we have to use our verbal mind.
所以我们作为父母的职责就是给孩子引导，帮助他们成为好的人，成功的人。为了做到这一点，我们需要使用我们的语言心智。
That's what we're studying in hypnosis. And that's what I want to help you to do in this 12 lesson series.
这就是我们在催眠当中所学习的。这就是我想要在这十二节课当中帮助你做到的。
Is to find the secrets, the skills, the special techniques of good hypnosis that help you to become a really successful, effective, positive parent.
就是找到好的催眠的秘密、技能、特殊的技巧，帮助你成为一个真正成功。有效正向的父母。
Now, the word hypnosis, of course, conjures up many different things. And so I just want to speak very briefly to what is meant by hypnosis. Because there's three generations of hypnosis. And we're going to be using the third generation. First generation,
催眠这个词会让人想到很多不同的事物，所以我想简短地说一下催眠的意思是什么。因为催眠有三代，而我们要使用的是第三代催眠。
It's called authoritarian hypnosis. It's how most people think about hypnosis is one person trying to control another person's mind.You could see this on the movies, you could see it on entertainment. Now, most people's ideas is you use hypnosis to control another person.
第一代催眠被称为权威催眠，这是大部分所理解的催眠，就是一个人试图控制另外一个人的意识。所以你可以在电影当中、娱乐节目当中看到，大部分人对于催眠的观念是运用催眠控制另外一个人。
I'm sure you have tried, at least on occasion, to control your kids. It's not very pleasant. It's not very effective. So luckily, that's not the kind of hypnosis we're talking about here.
我知道你肯定尝试过，至少在某种情况下试图控制自己的孩子。这不是愉悦的体验，也不是特别有效。所以幸运的是，这并不是我们在这里所谈论的催眠。
A second generation of hypnosis was developed by my teacher, Dr. Milton Erickson. He was a psychiatrist.Medical doctor, a hypnotherapist, probably the most famous psychotherapist of the 20th century.
催眠的第二代是我的老师米尔顿·埃瑞克森博士所发展的。他是一位精神治疗师、医学博士、一位催眠治疗师，可能是20世纪最为著名的精神治疗师。
And he developed this understanding that the unconscious mind, a tremendous intelligence, has tremendous wisdom.
他发展了对于潜意识心智的理解，拥有惊人的才智，惊人的智慧。好的催眠就是尊重、连接、倾听潜意识心智当中的一切，并加以良好运用的催眠。
And good hypnosis is a hypnosis that respects, connects with, listens to, and makes positive use of whatever is going on in the unconscious mind.
这有一点靠近正向父母。好的正向父母不是强制你的孩子去做任何事情，不是要求他们做特定的事情，而是建构一个连结。
That's a little bit closer to what good parenting is. Good parenting is not about forcing your children to do anything.It's not about demanding that they do certain things.
你的意识心智和他们的无意识心智，让他们去学习，让他们去自豪，去心满意足于在这个世界当中成为具有创造力的、正向的、成功的人。
It's aboutForming a connection, your conscious mind and their unconscious mind, and getting them to learn, getting them to take the pride, the satisfaction of being able to be creative, to be positive, to be successful out in the world.
在我师从艾瑞克森博士的这四十年当中，我发展了正向催眠的第三代，我称之为生生不息的催眠。
Now, over the 40 years since I was studying with Dr. Erickson, I've developed a third type of positive hypnosis that I call generative trance.
这是一种让你不仅能够在课题当中，不仅能够服务于潜意识心智，同时包含意识心智。
This is a type of hypnosis that makes use of not only the unconscious mind, but also the conscious mind of the subject. What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？它意味着你的孩子，当然也取决于他们的年纪和成熟度。他们有一点点意识心智，有一些自我觉知。
It means that your child, of course, depending on how old they are and how mature they are, they have a little bit of a conscious mind. They have some self-awareness.
我们要做的是同时连接他们的意识心智和潜意识心智。去帮助他们拥有好的内在连接，他们能够拥有帮助，能够拥有快乐，能够在这个世界拥有创造力。
And what we're trying to do is connect both to their conscious mind and their unconscious mind to help them to have good inner communication so that they can have good health, they can have happiness.They can be creative out in the world.
我知道这些都是在我们的课程开端的一些普遍性综合理念。但是我想运用这些理念引领你进入一系列的体验，一系列的练习。这样你可以在成为好的父母这个方面拥有深刻的理解。
I know that these are just general ideas at the outset in our first lesson, But I want to take these ideas and I want to guide you through a series of experiences, a series of exercises, so that you can have a deep understanding of what this means for you.
这些如何帮助你处理所有在成为正向父母过程当中所有的困难部分。
In terms of being a great parent, how this can help you to be able to deal with all the different parts.
与自己拥有好的连结，与孩子拥有好的正向的连结，能够对孩子设立正向规则，如何创造正向家庭时间，如何设立界限。
A positive parenting, having a good connection with yourself, having a good positive connection to your child, being able to set positive goals with your child,How to create positive family time. How to set limits. Very, very important.
非常非常重要。如何解决问题？如何穿越堵塞和困境？如何改变负面情绪为正向情绪？这些都是成为正向父母当中所需的挑战和技能，这些都是我会教导你的技能，如何运用它们成为越来越好的父母。
How to solve problems, how to get through stuck places and difficult challenges, how to change negative emotions into positive ones.These are some of the challenges, these are some of the skills that we need in order to be a good parent. These are some of the skills that I will teach you how to use in becoming a better and better positive parent.
最后一个关于催眠和正向催眠的综合理念是，我想要说的是，当我们与另外一个人，你的孩子的更深层的部分建立了连结，如此深刻的连结到了你，他们想要爱你，他们想要追随你，想要跟你连结。
Dia, you know, we're talking about hypnosis and positive hypnosis.And I want to say that when we make this connection to the deep part of another person, and your children are so deeply connected to you, they want to love you, they want to follow you, they want to connect with you.
当我们运用我会引导你进入的催眠，我们真的需要非常敏锐的就是我们可以正向催眠，也可以负面催眠。
So when we use a type of hypnosis that I'm going to be guiding you in, we're really sensitive to the fact that we can do positive hypnosis or we can do negative hypnosis.
负面催眠是有压力的，会跌回我们在自己童年受到伤害的部分。我们可能最终会对孩子说，你不好，你应该更好，你很蠢，你很懒。这些会有持续性的负面影响。
Negative hypnosis, we're in stress, or we're falling back intooplaces where we were in our own childhood, we might end up saying to our child, you're no good, you should do better, you're stupid, you're lazy. These can have lasting negative effects.
所以我想要教导你的是， 如何成为孩子的正向催眠师。你要给予这些正向的信息，我看到你了，你是个好孩子，你拥有一些对于这个世界很重要的贡献，不论怎样我都爱你，我信任你，我支持你。
So when teaching you something about how to be a positive hypnotist with your childWe're going to be giving these positive ideas, like, I see you. You're a good kid. You have something really important to contribute to the world. No matter what, I love you. I believe in you. I support you.
这些就是我们需要学习做到的。这样我们可以享受为人父母，享受与孩子相处，我们可以成功地完成这个了不起的任务，就是如何帮助孩子在这个世界成为快乐、成功的、好的、正向的人。
So these are some of the things that we want to learn how to do so that we can enjoy parenting.So that we can enjoy our children, and so we can succeed at this awesome task that we've taken on, how to help our children to become happy, successful, good, positive people out in the world.
在我们结束第一课之前，我想引领你进入一个简单的练习。因为其中一个我们在正向催眠当中会做的事情，就是将事情具象化。我们运用想象力，当你在意识当中想象某个事物的时候，你就可以去体验，去创造它们。
Before we end this first lesson, I want to just guide you through a simple process.Because one of the things that we do in positive hypnosis is we image things. We use our imagination. And when you imagine certain things, your mind is then able to experience and create them.
我想邀请你作为第一个生生不息的正向父母的体验，旅程当中的事情就是找到一个舒服的姿势，坐下或者站立。我希望你双脚平放地板，放下手里所有的东西，手机、书本放下，花一点时间放松。
I'm going to ask you as a firstgeneral experience here in your positive parenting journey. I ask you to get a comfortable position. You can sit down or stand up. I want you to have both feet flat on the floor. I want you to put aside anything you're holding on to. Put your phones down. Put your books down. Just take a few moments to relax.
吸气，好好的深呼吸，吸气进入大地，呼吸穿过身体，屏住呼吸，之后释放，放松，吐气，放下。
Ask you to breathe in, take a nice deep breath, breathe in all the way from the earth, all the way up through your body, hold your breath, and then release, relax, exhale. you begin to feel your mind like a calm pond. And in that calm pond, I'm going to ask you to see three different images.
你可以开始感受到你的心智像一个平静的湖泊。在这个平和的湖泊当中，我想邀请你接纳三个不同的画面。
The first image I want you to imagine or just remember a time in your life where you really, really loved your child.
首先第一个我希望你想象的画面是回忆你生命当中的某个时刻，你真的非常爱孩子的时刻。
Imagine a time, maybe they were very, very young. Imagine that time. And as you see your child in that place where you really love them, let it remind you how much you love your child. You've been given so much love for your child.
想象一个时刻，他们可能当时非常年幼。想象这个时刻，当你看到孩子在这个地方，在这个你非常的爱他们的地方，让他提醒你，你有多爱自己的孩子。
And it's a good thing.Because as parents, we need all of that love. Because sometimes parenting is difficult.
你给予了孩子这么多的爱，这是个非常好的事情。因为为人父母，我们需要所有的爱。因为有的时候，为人父母是很艰难的。
So the second image I want you to sense, remember a time where you're having difficulty with your child. They're not following your instructions, they're angry, they won't listen, they're sad.
第二个我希望你感知的画面是回忆一个与孩子之间很困难的时刻，他们没有听从你的指挥，他们很生气，他们不听话，他们很悲伤。
And just sense with that love in your heart, just recognize, oh, sometimesI really struggle as a parent. There are some places in my relationship where I really struggle. Good to know. Relax. Good to know.
心里带着爱去感知，去认出来。有的时候我真的在为人父母的过程当中很挣扎，在我的关系当中有的时候很挣扎。了解这一点很好，放松，了解这一点很好。
Now, the third and final image is I want you toImagine yourself in the future and see yourself in a positive future. See you and your child in a very happy connection. That an image of a positive.
最后一个，第三个画面。 我希望你想象自己在未来，看到自己身处于正向未来当中，看到你和孩子处于非常快乐的连结当中。
Future with your child, developing the pond of your mind. See it.
这是一个正向的未来的画面，与孩子在一起，发展你的心智湖泊。
And sense, this is the future that you're working towards. This is why you can enjoy these 12 lessons of positive parenting, so that you can create a future where you, your child, are happy, connected, and realize that you've been on a very, very successful journey as a family together.
看到它，感知到，这就是你所朝向的未来。这就是为什么你可以享受这十二节正向父母的课程。这样，你就可以创造未来，你和孩子快乐、连结的未来。意识到，你们作为家庭，一同踏上了非常成功的旅程。
That's what I'm going to help you to achieve. I'm going to take time, I'm going to take practice. Anything worth achieving in life takes effort and practice.
这就是我将帮助你完成的。这需要时间，需要练习。任何人生中值得完成的事情都需要努力和练习。
So I'm going to guide you through 12 lessons of positive parenting. I look forward to the journey. Take a breath, relax, and see you for lesson 2.
所以我会透过这十二节正向父母课程引导你。我很期待这趟旅程。呼吸，放松，第二课再见。